everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring 5 fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
Sharp limit gains have flooded back into the lean hog futures here today as traders focused on the ability to spark increased underlying support following the recent price liquidation. There continues to be increased underlying support despite the previous pressure. Meanwhile, cattle futures were mixed today, mostly higher though, following buyers stepping back into the feeder cattle trade. July corn futures about 0.75 cents higher, the Dow Jones 50 points higher, NASDAQ up 41 points. Over in live cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout most of the complex with traders looking for support from gains in feeder cattle futures as well as increased volume seen throughout early May. Limited interest with live bids seen at $123 with dressed bids of $200. Current asking prices remain at $125 to $126 live and $204 in higher dressed. Box beef cutouts today were mixed, 45 cents higher in select and down 58 cents per hundredweight in choice with active movement of 99 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, moderate to active buying returned to feeder cattle trade following aggressive liquidation over the last week. The market remains extremely oversold, which is helping to spark some additional underlying buying activity, which has moved back into the complex. Consistent gains of 80 to 90 cents per hundredweight seen throughout the complex. The move above $150 per hundredweight in August futures is likely to bring about some increased longer-term trade support based on expected beef demand throughout the rest of the year. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today with corn trade flat to 1 cent higher with spillover pressure from soybeans pulling trade back from 4 cents higher early in the day. Soybean trade 7 to 9 cents lower with fund selling continuing to persist amid oversold conditions and little fresh news. Meal was $1.50 to $2.50 lower and oil 20 to 30 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was 2 to 5 cents higher with the overnight buying continuing during the day session, although fading as soybeans turned lower today. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.